This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Freezing temperatures are forecast to descend on Austin tonight, and furnaces and heaters are fired up, keeping our homes nice and toasty. But for a lot of people all over Texas, that's not happening. And it's because they can't afford to pay the bill. There used to be a state program to help people on Medicaid or food stamps pay for part of their electricity bills, but state legislators eliminated that, and now many poor Texans are being left in the dark. Texas Tribune reporter Jim Malowitz reported this story. Hi, Jim.
Hey there.
What is this program you're reporting on?
It's called Light Up Texas, and it started back in 1999 when the state was moving to a deregulated electricity market. Texans across the state would pay a small fee, 65 cents per megawatt hour they used. It would go into a fund, and folks, like you said, on food stamps or Medicaid would qualify and be able to receive some pretty decent discounts on their electricity bills. It was sometimes a controversial program. Sometimes lawmakers reached into the fund to try to balance the state budget. But over the course of its life, it doled out hundreds of millions of dollars to help some of those poor Texans pay their bills. And it was specifically the ones that lived in areas that were deregulated, where you choose your electric provider.
Right. So Austin wouldn't qualify, but parts of the surrounding area would. State lawmakers eliminated the program in 2013. Why did that happen?
Yeah, so in 2013, state lawmakers cut off that funding source, the fee on your electricity bill, but the program actually survived a couple of years after that. It actually stopped making the payments just recently at the end of August 2016. That was when the fund was drained. But yeah, 2013 was sort of the beginning of the end for the program because no new money was going into it.
So now that that money is running out, you had a chance to speak to some of the people affected by this. What are they going through?
One woman who actually accidentally emailed us, thinking she was emailing Light Up Texas, kind of pleading for help and for the program to start up, had emailed us back on December 19th when the temperature was about 27 degrees in Arlington. And she said that, you know, she was keeping the heat off because she only had a few dollars left in her pay-as-you-go electricity account, and she was saying that she really needed that assistance. I've also talked to a couple other folks across the state, a woman in Hidalgo County who sort of said the same thing, that, you know, she's always been cognizant of how much electricity she's using, but she really has to be more so now. And advocates for poor Texans are particularly worried about, you know, what's going to happen in the coming cold snaps that we might have, but even worse could be the summers when there's no access to those discounts and you want to keep the air conditioning running.
Yeah, it really struck me, the lead of your story about how Mary Garcia, the woman you spoke of, didn't turn on the heat when it was 27 degrees outside. Aren't there other options for people in that situation, though? I know, for example, in Austin, it's not a deregulated market, but Austin Energy has five different customer assistance programs. What kind of assistance might be available besides this program for low-income people who can't afford to pay their electricity bills?
Yeah, so there are nonprofits scattered across the state. And with some of these folks, it's just a matter of being matched up with them. I know that there are some in North Texas for folks like Mary Garcia. And sometimes the electricity providers try to match them up with those nonprofits if there's anything available. They do have limited funding, so oftentimes someone might apply to get assistance from a nonprofit, and that group has already given out its money for the year, depending on when they apply. And then also, as you mentioned, Austin Energy in the regulated market does offer programs, and so does CPS Energy in San Antonio in the regulated market. And there are a few of the bigger utilities that have programs. TXU Energy is one in the Dallas area and elsewhere that does have a program. It sometimes gives money to some of the nonprofits that distribute the money to folks. So there are options out there. This was the steadiest funding source and probably most generous that was available.
The legislative session begins Tuesday. Could state lawmakers take another look at this program?
They certainly could. It looks pretty unlikely that anything would pass. There are a couple advocacy groups that say that they've put together a bill and were shopping it around looking for a lawmaker to sponsor it. But really, this was already a sometimes controversial program in the legislature just because it was a big pot of money, and lawmakers often have lots of ideas of what to do with a big pot of money, and it was seen as a fee, you know, sometimes likened to a tax. So it looks pretty unlikely that lawmakers would go back and try to reinstate this type of program, but there will be some folks out there trying to make that case.
Jim Malowitz is a reporter for the Texas Tribune. You can read his story about this at texastribune.org. Jim, stay warm.
You too, Nathan.